Well, Australians won't buy this. I see quote-unquote Muslim leaders, I never know who they are, in Australia, claim they have consistently condemned terrorism and jihadism. Well, why haven't we heard these condemnations? Because these leaders have been vocal in their own communities only. I thought we were one country, one community called Australia. And surely if a Muslim leader has something to say about terrorism, something which might reassure his fellow Australians, then that ought to be stated publicly for all of us to hear. The Grand Mufti, Professor Ibrahim Abu Muhammad, is leader, I'm told, of the Australian National Imams Council. Yesterday he declined to be interviewed. But his spokesman said, we don't have to justify ourselves. Another Muslim leader, Gaith Crayem, the secretary of the Islamic Council of Victoria, said he was angered by suggestions Muslims don't condemn terrorism. He said, we don't feel the need any longer to have to go out there and be judged every single time something occurs overseas. We're sick and tired as a community of being put in the spotlight every single time something occurs. Well, even if that comment had any validity, which it doesn't, we're no longer talking about something occurring overseas. We are talking about Australian Muslims, men from Western Sydney, posting photos of themselves on Twitter, holding up severed heads and threatening acts of terrorism at home. That has implications far beyond something overseas. When will Australia's Muslim community finally begin thinking of themselves as part of the Australian community?